Hi there, may the God of the Bible bless your life and give you power. Power to serve Him. Power to become His servant. Many want to receive the Holy Spirit, but they can't. Why not? Because they don't show to God their desire to serve Him. You cannot desire the Holy Spirit because somebody else has the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is the first very tool for somebody that wants to serve God. Right now, let us go together to the food for thought. Food for thought. Salvation is the reward for those who serve the Lord. Salvation is the reward. It's like the prize. When a person serves the Lord, this person will have the pleasure to be worshiped the Lord near His throne. Everybody that gives their lives to Jesus will be saved. But those who serve Him on earth will be before Him in heaven to receive the reward. This is the food for thought. Once you serve the Lord, you are going to be rewarded by Him. Today I have put on the soul winners. The soul winners uniform. Meaning, the soul winners also means a person that evangelizes, that goes to the streets, to the hospitals, to the houses, to spread the word. They share their stories, their testimonies. They give out flyers, newspapers. They have been saving souls for the Lord. And you also can serve the Lord. Even you who say, I do not have the Holy Spirit yet. You can go to one church and join the soul winners group to evangelize, to spread the word. And remember, the more you give, more the Lord gives to you. Now let us go to the scripture, which says, actually, Jesus said so. Whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. By no means lose his reward. When you give just a cup of water, he said, a cup of water to the little ones. Imagine if somebody comes to your house and they say, I am thirsty. Would you give to this person a cup of water to drink? Yes, you would. Imagine when you give the word of God. When you give the word of the Lord. Let us save souls to His kingdom. Let us save souls to the Lord. We are going to pray right now. I want you to join me in prayers. Let us now seek the Holy Spirit. My Lord and my Father, yes, Lord, you want to have more people to serve you. Jesus called 12, and they did not have the Holy Spirit. Then you called 7 and 120, and there they received the Holy Spirit, and the church grew, increased, and many souls were saved till it has reached us. Now it is our turn to save others, to spread, my Lord, your word. Oh, Father God, this person wants to be used by you. Use her life. Because if you do not use Satan will use. So use this person's life. Transform this person's life. Use this person as a tool in your kingdom. Oh, Father God, I am asking you, because once this person was used by the devil to lie, to kill, to steal, to sell drugs. Yes, he was used in a gang. She was gang in a gang. She was on the streets. Now this person is in prison. And even in prison, this person has been a tool in Satan's hand. Oh, my Father, I ask you to use this person on your side right now. Use this person just as you used the Apostle Paul. He was an evil man, used by the devil to persecute the church. But you brought him to your side. Oh, Lord, bring this person to be the new disciple. Holy Spirit, use their lives. Descend upon this person. Because once you come, the life of a person is no longer the same. So, Father God, enter the life of this person. Father God, I ask you to enter and use this person to save and not to destroy souls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Praise God. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord wants to use you. He uses your life not to kill, steal, and destroy, but to be an instrument in His hand. Tomorrow again, we are going to be here talking about the servant of God, so that you can render your services to the Lord. And remember, He said, you shall by no means lose your reward, that is your salvation. Serve the Lord, and the Lord will serve you. You see now this picture. Oh, wow. These are the soul winners group. This is what they do. They go out, they evangelize, they pray. You can be used by the Lord as well. All right? Tomorrow, day number 19. God bless all of you. Have a good one.